This is VOA News, the remote. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday he will begin an independent evaluation of the United Nations Health Agency's response to the coronavirus pandemic at the earliest appropriate moment. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the pledge after an independent oversight advisory body published its first interim report about the UN Health Agency's response to COVID-19 from January to April. The 11-page report raised questions as to whether the WHO system for alerting the world to outbreaks was adequate and suggested member states might need to reassess its role in providing travel advice to countries. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus. The advisory body's review and recommendations appeared unlikely to appease the United States, which has been scathing in its criticism of the WHO. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a temporary suspension of funding for WHO from the United States, and a review of the agency's early response. The United States is the world's biggest donor to the WHO. U.S. stocks surged on Monday after biotechnology company Moderna Incorporated said its initial tests for a possible coronavirus vaccine produced favorable results from a small sample of people. The widely watched Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 blue-chip stocks jumped more than 4%, while the broader S&P 500 was ahead more than 3% near the close of trading. Meanwhile, stock for the U.S.-based Moderna gained more than 20%, ending at $80 a share. Moderna's initial test embraced just 8 patients, but the company said it is launching a large clinical trial in July to determine whether the vaccine works. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. China has responded to a new U.S. ban targeting telecom giant Huawei, threatening to retaliate through a series of countermeasures, including putting U.S. companies such as Apple, Qualcomm, and Cisco on an unreliable entity list that would seriously impede their sales in Chinese markets. The U.S. Commerce Department on Friday threw a 1-2 punch at China's high-tech efforts by announcing a new ban on global chip supplies to Huawei while allowing a Taiwanese semiconductor producer to open a next-generation plant in the United States. In an editorial published Sunday by China's state newspaper Global Times, China said that the new sanction has thrust the two countries into, quote, a prolonged Cold War in the tech sector. South Sudan's first vice president, Riek Machar, and his wife, Minister of Defense Angela Tenney, have tested positive for COVID-19. Machar made the announcement.